So I'm here. I'm Danny Bowman. I'm head of campaigns at Parliament Street, and I'm doing a very special podcast today with my good friend. Please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, I'm Aniska. I am studying History of Art at York. I'm in my second year.
And you're Student Minds?
Yeah, Student Minds stuff. So I'm the president of Student Minds, which is a campaign group at York. And at the moment, we've just set ourselves up. So we're just starting off some new sort of events and ideas and things. That's all kind of kick-started this year.
I mean, it's a brilliant initiative, isn't it?
I think so.
What goes on? I mean, we know that a lot of students generally have difficulties all the way down from, you know, preschool all the way up to university level, and as we know, mental health problems can start, you know, very early on in the process, and by the time they get to university, they can be amplified, can't they?
100%. I think it's good. That's why I kind of got involved with the initiative initially, because it's something that can kind of help people through that transition. You get all these chapters of change in your life from sort of school to university, and I think having outlets where you can get a bit of support from your peers as well, rather than just kind of professional help. Says something that kind of creating that sort of collective community and helping each other. Because you're also living at university, it's a massive change. So that adjustment is quite big, and I think people don't really think about that when you're going through it, and then you get here and it can be quite daunting. So I think having a bit of a help
Definitely, and I mean, you talk about that transition into university. It can be quite difficult, and I guess having that support from your peers can be really useful. But just turning back to you, so, you know, why did you feel obliged to get involved in Student Minds?
So my first year of university was sort of the first time of having to sort of look after yourself in all the different ways. I think especially sort of on like a personal note of you haven't really got any sort of like immediate family or anything around you that you can go to. I think that kind of hit me the most, that this is a sort of time where sort of self-care kind of kicks in a little bit. So I wanted to get involved with it to sort of get people to come together and look after each other in a sort of collective way, which I think, because university is quite isolating when you first get here, it's a chance of sort of caring about each other as a kind of group, and also reminding yourself that you're not actually alone. Like you can feel quite daunting, but there are people around you who are willing to support you. And getting through the sort of loops of every day with a helping hand can be quite useful. I got quite head up with all the different sort of tasks and seminars and living arrangements and all those kind of things of the start of university life, forgetting about looking after yourself in that process sometimes. You spend a lot of time with other people or doing your degree or whatever, so I think it kind of made me go, right, this is a chance to help other people, but also focus my time on something else that would also help me.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think that's what's really interesting about Student Minds. I mean, it's not, you know, when we tend to think about mental health, we tend to think of the NHS, we tend to think of charities. But the great thing about Student Minds is kind of by students for students. And that sort of collective, if you like, of people sort of experiencing the same stuff, you know, second years may be able to help first years, you know, sometimes first years help. That collective. So I think that's really good. But, you know, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but have you had an experience with mental illness?
I haven't, no. I haven't had anything that sort of, that's sort of been severe or anything like that. I've had times in my life of sort of self-acceptance in lots of different ways, through, you know, various things, from stuff like growing up in an area where you are like a racial minority, so struggles with that, and then also kind of, everyone has that kind of internal chatter in their brain, so looking after that, which can kind of go sometimes. So I think sort of things like that, but nothing severe. But I think that's why I wanted to get involved with it, because I think what's important about Student Minds is, yes, it is about, it's about mental health on all the different levels. It's about everyone has a mental health. You don't have, that's what I want to kind of stress with it. You don't have a mental health only if you're ill or whatever. Everyone has it. We all need to look after it.
Definitely.
And that's why I wanted to get involved with it.
I think that's fantastic, and I think you make such a valid point there around mental health. You know, we all have mental health. When people hear mental health, they suddenly think illness.
Yeah.
when actually it's more, in some ways, it's about prevention.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of helping students through these processes and stopping them from developing a mental health problem, and inevitably that helps everyone.
Yeah.
It helps, you know, students and obviously the university itself. So that's great. So tell our listeners what Student Minds does on a national scale, but also what you do at York.
Okay. So Student Minds is a charity, it's a national charity, who focus on supporting students with their mental health. And how they do that is by having different branches and different universities that act as campaign groups or societies. So you form a committee with your president and your vice president, etc. And you work out where the university sort of is at with its kind of mental health support. So you look at all the different things that they're doing. So for example, at York, you've got like Nightline. Mm. Recently, we've had the whole Keep Your Cool week with the
I saw that. It was very good.
So I think it's various different things that are there, and then what you can then do to help support those things or better improve them whilst introducing new things at the same time.
So as much as it's a national thing, it's very much individualised to the local university.
Yeah, which I really like about it, because every university is different. So you get a chance to get to know all the different people who are involved with mental health support at York, talk to them all, and then work out, okay, what can we then do to improve what is going on? And again, that's why I think the way they do it is really good, because every university, like I said, has a different way of dealing with it, or has different, you know, outlets and things. So it's tailored to the fact that everyone has a different setup at different unis.
But it's the different intricacies too. You know, one uni's mental health, you know, issues maybe on one side, mental illness might affect one university more than another, and some universities might be about preventative measures.
Exactly.
In others, it might be about actually providing support,
provision.
So that sounds really good. So what do you do on a local level? Because, you know, I feel like I should have, you know, got involved in some way with Student Minds. So I've been fascinated when we were both in Alcuin.
Yeah.
Fascinated to hear about, you know, what you do.
So with Student Minds at the moment, what we're doing is recruiting volunteers through the scheme. And basically, so my whole sort of thing with mental health is finding interests and hobbies that help you get through your week. And there are ways for you to unwind and relax. And I think people don't always realise how important they are, because they help you focus your head on something else. And they help you with that momentum through your week.
Yeah.
And break it up. So we've set up this volunteer scheme where we get anyone and everyone to come along, tell us what it is they're interested in, what hobbies and interests kind of get you through your week, and then work out activities and events that then fit with that. But everyone has a different niche, so you bring your niche with you. So if someone's an artist, then you're like, okay, what is it about painting, for example, that really helps you with your week? And they'll say, it helps me unwind, and I do this, and I like painting this kind of scene. And then we'll do an event that then coordinates all the different volunteers who are artists leading an event on that. So at the moment, we've just set up the scheme, because I think that's a way of, you can't, it's not, there's no kind of way of going, let's eradicate mental health. There are ways of dealing with it, and this is a way of kind of going, actually everyone is dealing with it sometimes subconsciously through these activities that you do. So it draws attention to that.
And in the sense, it draws attention to mental health generally, brings down stigma as well. So it acts as a campaign group, if you like, because people are doing stuff, by the sounds of it, you know, things like painting, you know, normalising mental health in that sense is very good. I've got to ask, what's your de-stressor?
What's my de-stressor? My de-stressor involves putting on some music, putting a candle on, and just zoning out. That tends to be, I meditate as well, I write too, so lots of different things. But I think for the first time, I've had to sort of, again, because of university, find those things that you can go to, and not everyone knows what it is that helps them to unwind. You can get yourself, and we've all been there, in such a stressy pit of going, I don't know what to do, and you can't always think about the different ways to help you in the moment. So I think this is a way of saying to people, okay, sometimes there are all these outlets that you don't realise are there, like picking up a book or putting a candle on, or which can seem so, you know, absurd at the time when you're thinking about all these other things, but they can help you. So that's one thing that we're doing.
I mean, mine's normally watching Netflix.
Well, that's great too.
And eating some trash food. I probably should. I mean, I jog too, to be fair. I do quite a bit of jogging, and I play rugby league when I can. So yeah, so that really helps my mental health. And obviously in podcasts like this, we like to be pretty open. I've had my my own mental health struggles. And actually coming to university, Student Minds was there. You know, it was well, you know, advertised, well located. And I tried to put myself in the shoes of sort of a younger me. Oh God, I'm looking in the distance a bit. But you know, of what I would have felt like coming to university and going to stay. And I think Student Minds is a brilliant initiative. I mean, what do people say about it? What's the response you get from individuals? Do they find that it really helps? I mean, obviously you might have a mix without obviously mentioning names and stuff, but you have people who generally come along, helps them de-stress. There'll be other people who are slightly more acute with their, with their potentially suffering from a disorder. I mean, how do you balance that with, you know, different stages, if you like?
I think recently the way we've sort of done that is through this whole note giving idea. So we came up with this initiative of going, okay, student to student. Sometimes it is the message or the, you know, bit of advice from a student that can really help you, because it can be quite daunting coming from someone who might be professional or, and sometimes it's like a little nudge that you need to get you through your day, because you can't always give everybody that one-to-one attention.
Yeah.
So we came up with this idea of writing positive messages to another student.
Yeah.
And then during crunch time of like exams and deadlines, you go into the library and hand them out to people.
Definitely.
And I think the response from that has been great, because you don't know who you're giving it to.
Yeah.
So it could be somebody who is suffering from a mental health disorder, or it could be somebody who is having a bad day because they have, you know, a deadline tomorrow, and that's really scary. That you're adding a bit of joy to someone's day just through the means of a post-it note, and it takes you 5 minutes to sit down and scribble out some messages, but you think about what you're putting on them. So it'll be things such as, take out some time today to unwind, find, and then we'll put a little list of things. So things like that, which I think have been really helpful, and the response has been amazing. Like on Instagram, people have been putting it up on their story and then tagging Student Minds and saying, you know, this is great, it helped me through my day. Or we put them up in like toilets or cafes and people see them. And it's just, it's great that you can help someone through their day through a small thing.
For a small gesture. And that's so true, isn't it? It is the small gestures that count. So I've written out a post-it note for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to cross it over there.
Okay.
Yeah? I should have put a smiley face.
You should have, but that's
fine. Yeah, you happy with that?
That's great. That's a lovely post-it note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a post-it note, sorry.
It's a little scrap of paper that is acting as a post-it note.
Acting as a post-it note, sorry. Yeah, you've got limited resources.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that can really help individuals to sort of unwind and get through it. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, university, there's been a lot in the media around university students struggling, just education in general, struggling with stuff that's going on at university. I mean, what would you say one of the biggest issues for university students, or one of the ones you've heard most often?
I think one of the biggest struggles is knowing... Two things, actually. One is balance. So we all have that problem where, I think this is just the way the system works, is you have your normal day-to-day where you'll just be doing your reading and your seminars and your lectures, and there'll be this intense crunch time. And I think that's kind of the way it works. You know, you build up and you need to do all this learning to then answer all these questions. But as a result, you can get yourself into a bit of a state because it gets so intense so quickly.
Yeah.
And that balance can be very hard.
Yeah.
And that sudden change from, oh, the momentum's okay, it's pretty calm. And then all of a sudden, there's like 10 exams.
Yeah.
So that balance. And then also knowing what support is there. So I think I didn't, when I got involved with Student Minds, I only really knew about half the different sort of support systems that are in place at York to help you with your mental health. And I think it's being aware of those, and that's something that the university can do in terms of advertising what they have, and also campaign groups like Student Minds can do to signpost people to all these different support systems that are there that you're not always aware of.
But it's also taking it out of just the general, you know, university system in many ways. I mean, this is organised, like I said, by students for students.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that makes it a lot more relatable to many people. I mean, how important do you think it is actually taking it out of the sort of institution, if you like? It's part of the institution,
but it's
not the institution. I mean, how important do you think that is?
I think that is important because it keeps it very human. Mm. Like, it is just it's a human response. It's someone saying, okay, you know, we all struggle with our mental health. What can I do to help my fellow student next to me? And that could then, I think, you know, that doesn't have to just be confined by that one institution.
Mm.
So I think Student Minds offer training to all their new committee over summer.
Yeah.
And you've got a chance to meet all the other committees who are working at different universities across the country, which made you realise that, hold on a minute, yes, this is linked to York, like it's University of York Student Minds, but it's not, it is part of this bigger body that is working on a national scale, and you can work with them as well. So you don't have to just confine it to your university. So I think that is important, like it is student to student, rather than it just being another thing that the university offers.
Yeah.
I think that's why people like it, because it's human. Like you know, you're giving someone a message, a little note, that it's not this massive document of things.
So small,
it's
isn't
such
it?
A
but
small
so
thing.
Great.
Yeah, and you know, people find out about it, and then, you know, you'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, I didn't know that was, you know, you did those. Or, and it has a positive impact.
Mm.
Recently, a staff member who, I was doing a blog for the art history department, and she emailed me, and this blog was all about what you do in your day to day. So I was talking about Student Minds, because I do sort of meetings and stuff with them. And in the blog, as a response to the blog, she replied to the email and said, I actually have one of these post-it notes. As a staff member, I picked one up and I keep it pinned up on my notice board, and it gets me through my day in my office.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Like, you know, it can be anybody.
Yeah.
It can be staff, it can be students, it can be whoever.
It works across boundaries.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's such a small thing.
Yeah.
So I think, and you know, this woman now looks at it every day and it helps her. And that, you know, so I think it's that human to human response of empathy, of understanding, of being supportive of the person next to you, because they're a human being who can do with a helping hand.
Yeah. And I think generally in university life, that can sometimes be forgotten, can't it? I mean, you have your close circle of friends.
Exactly.
And then you go to the library and you see people just passing you, and there's, you know, 13, 14, oh, probably that's wrong numbers, 14,000 students here.
Yeah.
And you pass, you know, you only meet a certain amount. So actually having that,
exactly,
you know, way of actually crossing lines in the spirit of mental health.
Mm-hmm. And you have no idea what's going on behind closed doors as well.
Yeah.
And so it's remembering that, hold on, so I might be having a bad day, or I might be struggling with something. Well, so is the next person, and so is the person along from that. So what can I, just by identifying the ways that help you, you writing that down on a note, can then help someone else.
Yeah.
Which at the same time is reminding you of what you do, to then go, oh, okay, today I should probably do these things. So it's such a small act, and yet you're helping, you can help someone else.
It's amazing. I think it sounds absolutely amazing. I mean, this is some of the things we focused on at Parliament Street, is the sense that how can we find different networks that can work to, in some way, help out in the preventative measures that we need to take to reduce the amount of people suffering from mental illness. And I guess university and education is so important in a stressful time, that actually getting students to do stuff like this is really helpful.
Yeah.
And do you feel it sort of builds a network? I mean, people involved in Student Minds, you know, you all meet up, you all do these things. Does it build friendships?
I think so. I mean, it evidently has already. When we all formed this committee, we were talking about how are we going to get involved, how are we going to get people across the university community involved, who do we know, and it's not just people who already like the page. How are you going to get, you know, anybody to come along to this, because it is for everyone, and that's what we wanted to stress. So we all got in touch with all our friends, societies that we're involved with, inviting everybody to the events that we do, and so this big network is kind of formed. And as a result, everybody and anyone is involved with it, from people who do the subject that you know, you meet new people too, and, you know, working together and sitting down and writing these notes, you get to know all these new people.
Yeah.
So this volunteer scheme has opened that up.
Mm.
So I think it's remembering that everything, funnily enough, bleeds into something else.
Mm.
So you're involved with Alcon College, your involvement with, you know, aerobic society or
best
whatever,
college.
Best college ever.
Yeah.
Your involvement with all these different bits, yeah. pockets of university can all come together. It doesn't have to be Alcon's over here, student minds is there, and so my degree is here.
Yeah.
Well, how about you invite your Alcon friends and your course friends to student minds?
Bring them together.
Bring it all together. This is one big collective community at the university, not just these pockets.
Yeah.
So as a result, people from all over are involved with it. Which has been, it's great to see, and friendships grow from it. I mean, I get involved. Mm. I've obviously got involved with it, and I've formed some great friends through committee, through the volunteers.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think it's great. Obviously from your personal opinion, this won't be Student Minds' opinion, mm-hmm. but from your personal opinion, do you think this is we're on to something now? Do you think that actually it could be the responsibility of students to offer some level of support, especially people like mental health nurses who are studying mental health anyway, actually doing some placements within universities and actually supporting fellow students? Do you think that there is a gap? I don't want to say market, because then I'll be accused of wanting to privatise the NHS. So, but do you think there's a gap in the, you know, in the institution for that?
I think so. I think there's a lot to be said for people who are experiencing it here and now. Mm. So at a university, yes, people, you know, who are trained, like counsellors, etc., can give you advice and help, and that's really important. Mm. But on a day-to-day level, you know, the students are the people who are going through those difficulties that university, you know, kind of the results of university, like I said, the stress and finding friends and all those things. So I think having that sort of student-to-student help is important, because it's somebody who's going through that at the same time as you.
Yeah.
Not someone who is reflecting on a time they had at university years ago, or maybe never had, and is training themselves, you know, to help students. Mm. This is somebody who is going through that already.
Yeah.
And I think that's, in anything really, in the support someone can give somebody else when they're experiencing that, or, you know, is so much more sort of useful, because it's not just something read off a page, it's actually a human experience.
And that's what it comes down to, isn't it, really? Human experiences, actually just...
And sharing
humans helping humans.
Exactly, yeah. And you're sharing your experiences and being open about it. And I think that's what Student Minds has encouraged people to do, is to be open about the struggles of university, open about, you know, the mental health struggles that you have personally had.
Yeah.
Because you being open about it, one, not only encourages somebody else to also be,
exactly.
but you can help someone through what they're going through by you being open.
Yeah.
So I think, that is important.
Sounds brilliant. I mean, what's next?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
So the next thing for Student Minds personally is to do a listening event.
Mm.
So what I want to do is get as many people as we can from the university community to come to an evening or afternoon event and talk about what they think is good about the mental health support at York and what they think is not very good about the mental health support at York. And as you know, as this campaign group, the whole aim of it and objective is to then go behind the scenes and talk to the people who offer this support and try and improve what's already here.
Yeah.
How can we better that? So we want people to come along and for it to be a very informal event, and you can talk about your personal experiences, or you can talk about something, you know, it can be quite general, whatever you feel comfortable doing. We can make a note of that and then take that away and say, okay, we can talk to this person for this person for this, and actually try and make some actual grassroots change.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's about, isn't it? Mobilising students from a community to act.
Yeah.
In general, communities, just the mobilisation part is sometimes the hardest. So, I think that sounds brilliant. And then obviously networking in with people who are actually offering their support.
Yeah.
And
then taking into account the different types of students as well. Mm. So some students will come and want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And others will prefer not to sort of talk about their personal experiences in front of all these people.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a online forum that will be anonymous as well. And you can put, you know, whatever you want in there about what you think is good and bad about the mental health support here, and then we can take that and again go and talk to people. So it'll be different outlets, because again, every student is different. So you're thinking about, you know, one person might be happy to come along, somebody else would prefer to do it from the comfort of their home.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, taking that into account and trying to do as much as you can and help and change in all the different ways.
That sounds brilliant. Well, I've got to be honest, Student Minds sounds exceptional.
Oh,
in my opinions. And what you do is wonderful, because it's going to help so many students. And an 18-year-old me coming, if I came to York when I was 18, I would have been, you know, banging on the door at Student Minds to let me in. And taking one of the post-it notes.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think what you do is wonderful. So I want to thank you for being on Parliament Street's podcast. And of course, if you want further information about what Student Minds do, they're on the World Wide Web.
We are. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And then if you search University of York Student Minds into Google, the website will come up as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely a pleasure.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.